Christmas celebrations got underway here at the Vatican in earnest just moments ago as pilgrims and tourists led by Roman families flocked to St. Peter's Square for the traditional lighting of the Christmas candle and unveiling of the giant nativity scene. All of this in anticipation of the great Christmas Vigil Mass presided by Pope Benedict XVI in St. Peter's Basilica later this evening. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Shortly after sundown, children's choirs and the Vatican Gendarme Brass Band struck up festive carols to entertain the crowds, forming queues in anticipation of the Christmas Vigil Mass in St. Peter's. The long lines snaked around the square beneath the giant Christmas tree, with pilgrims and tourists joining in the carols and chatting. Then, shortly after 6 p.m., the music stilled as the curtains were drawn from the windows of the papal apartments and Pope Benedict XVI appeared. In a tradition echoed in homes across the world each Christmas Eve, the Holy Father placed a simple white candle on his windowsill and lit it as a sign of welcome to the Christ child and to all travellers, harking back to that ancient Christmas Eve when Mary and Joseph found no room in Bethlehem. It also signalled the unveiling of St. Peter's Square giant nativity scene, a closely guarded secret until sunset on Christmas Eve. The crowds applauded as they looked upon the Holy Family in a recreation of the famous and ancient cave dwellings from the Basilicata region in southern Italy, known as the Sassi di Matera. The entire scene covers over 140 square metres and includes over 100 terracotta statues of varying height, depicted in an intricate system of scenery and lighting on a raised platform. The only thing missing, of course, is the statue of the infant Jesus. The Christ child will be placed in the manger at the conclusion of the Christmas Vigil Mass, presided over by Pope Benedict XVI in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
And Vatican Radio and Television will be streaming all of the Christmas ceremonies and events live from St. Peter's Square and Basilica over the next 24 hours and offering audio commentary in six languages. To join the Holy Father as he leads the Universal Church in celebrations this Christmas, all you have to do is click on the Vatican Player live TV icon on the right-hand side of the Vatican Radio homepage, that's rv.va, and choose your preference of audio for commentary. You can join us later at 10 p.m. Rome time this evening for the Christmas Eve Vigil Mass, and again at noon Rome time tomorrow, Christmas Day, for the Holy Father's Orbi et Orbi Christmas blessing to the city of Rome and the world, live from Rome in the comfort of your own home. Well, from the Vatican on Christmas Eve, our thoughts turn to the Holy Land and in particular to the town of Bethlehem. Today in Bethlehem, hundreds of faithful were on hand to greet the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fau Twal, who walked on foot from the old city of Jerusalem to the West Bank town through checkpoints and the security barrier ahead of this evening's celebration of Midnight Mass in the Church of the Nativity. He told faithful that this year's festivities were doubly joyful, celebrating the birth of Christ, our Lord, and the birth of the State of Palestine. Mark Weiss reports from Jerusalem.
Thousands of tourists and local Christians gathered outside the Nativity Church ahead of Midnight Mass. A huge Christmas tree was erected in Manger Square. 3,500 scouts, representing groups from across the West Bank, are taking part in the celebration. Before departing for Bethlehem, Patriarch Fuad Twal told worshippers in Jerusalem that this year they are celebrating two events, the birth of Christ our Lord and the birth of the State of Palestine, following last month's United Nations vote granting Palestine the status of non-member observer. Attending Midnight Mass will be the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh. Local Christians continue to leave Bethlehem, which now has a clear Muslim majority. But the town has an energetic new Christian mayor, a woman, Dira Baboun. She said this year Christmas will be a festival of peace, hope and love because of Palestinian statehood. She hopes to revitalize Bethlehem's depressed economy through tourism and also wants to increase international aid now that Hamas is no longer represented on the local council. Some 75,000 pilgrims are expected in the Holy Land this Christmas. Numbers are down from last year, mainly due to last month's Gaza war, which caused significant cancellations. But Bethlehem officials say all 34 hotels in the town are fully booked over the Yuletide season, including 13 new ones built this year. In his Christmas greetings to the Christian community, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said unlike other countries in the Middle East, where Christian communities are shrinking and many of them are in danger, in Israel there is a strong and growing Christian community that participates fully in the life of the country. Mark Weiss for Vatican Radio in Jerusalem.